The Kraft Foods Company presents Harold Perry as the Great Gildersleeve. The Great Gildersleeve is brought to you by the Kraft Foods Company, makers of the famous cheese food Velveeta. Everybody goes for Velveeta's rich yet mild cheddar cheese flavor in snacks, in sandwiches, and in hot dishes. And hidden in that swell cheese flavor are important nutrients from milk. That's why smart homemakers keep Velveeta on hand regularly to spread or slice and to melt for grand economical hot dishes. Tomorrow, get Velveeta, the cheese food of Kraft quality. Well, the great Gildersleeve came home early this evening, and there's been much activity upstairs. Now, showered, shaved, and immaculate, his rotund figure cleverly camouflaged in a new spring suit, he descends to much activity downstairs.
This is going to be a wonderful evening.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And you shoo your blues away.
Well, Bertie.
My, Mr. Gildersleeve, you sure do look nice.
Thank you, Bertie. New suit. The dinner coming along all right, Bertie?
Yes, sir. When you got chicken and dumplings, everything's rosy. And that's what we got, chicken and dumplings.
Yeah, great. I want the evening to be perfect.
What time do you expect Miss Fairchild over?
Around 6:30, Bertie. We'll have dinner at 7. And then Miss Fairchild and I will repair to the living room.
Yes.
So you might close the sliding doors, Bertie, so we won't be disturbed by the kitchen noises.
Well, you can count on Bertie to cooperate. She knows when you want to be alone.
No, Bertie. Oh, my goodness, this dining room furniture looks awful. Did you polish it, Bertie?
I tried, Mr. Gildersleeve, but you can't whip a dead horse.
Yeah. Yes, I know. Ought to get some new furniture, I guess. Just been waiting for the children to grow up to do anything about it.
Well, you can go ahead any day now.
Yeah, I wonder. Look at that grease spot.
That's Leroy's seat.
Yeah, looks like he's been frying bacon on his chair bottom. What's this? A piece of bacon.
I'll scrub it again. Uh-oh, is she here already?
Probably Judge Hooker, Bertie. I'm borrowing his diamond stick pin. Oh, every day is ladies' day with me.
Afternoon, Gildy. My, you're singing like a lark.
Hi, Judge. Come in for a minute.
And all spruced up this evening, too.
Uh-huh.
Look at that bow tie. You look like a fat Frank Sinatra.
Now, Judge, just because I'm wearing a bow tie for a change...
Why borrow my diamond stick pin if you're wearing a bow tie? Diamond stick pins simply aren't worn.
Those who have them wear them, Horace. Give it to me.
Now, take care of it, Gildy. You can return it to me tomorrow night at the Jolly Boys Club. You know, we have an important rehearsal for the coming Barbershop Quartet Society contest.
You bet, Horace. I wouldn't miss it. See you tomorrow night, then, and thanks for the stick pin.
Not at all. In my opinion, the Jolly Boys have a fine chance of reaching the finals at Oklahoma City in June.
All right, Judge. June's a long time off. Nice of you to drop by. Goodbye.
Say, that's your new Easter suit, isn't it, Gildy?
Oh.
Expecting someone special?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I seem to detect tantalizing aromas emanating from the kitchen.
What?
Perhaps I should step back and exchange pleasantries with Bertie.
No, Judge. Bertie's pretty busy.
Evening, Bertie.
Evening, Judge.
Something smells awfully good back here.
Judge.
What are we having for dinner?
We?
We're having chicken and dumplings and Miss Adeline Fairchild.
Well, a most tempting menu.
You stand for dinner, Judge? Plenty for everybody.
The judge has to be running along, Bertie. Some other time, perhaps.
On the contrary, I have nothing to do this evening.
Plenty for everybody.
But, Bertie...
That's one thing you got to say for Bertie. When she cooks plenty for everybody.
All right, Bertie. We know there's plenty for everybody, but tonight may be a little, inconvenient.
Naturally, if I'm not welcome.
No, no, Judge. You loan me your diamond stick pin, you have a right to some dinner.
Well, thanks.
Bertie can fix you a plate here in the kitchen, and you can leave early.
Well,
plenty for everybody.
Thank you, Bertie, but I see your generosity is not shared by mine host. I bid you good evening.
Now, Judge, don't take it that way. After all, Adeline and I...
You don't have to explain, Gildersleeve. It's perfectly obvious that you're giving up your old friends for your new love.
Oh, no. Stay if you like, Horace, please. But if you must go here, I'll show you to the door.
No, don't trouble, Gildersleeve. I know my way out.
Hey, that back!
Ye gods, Bertie. Yes.
Gracious, Throckmorton, you have such a lovely family.
Oh, thank you, Adeline.
Thank you, Miss Fairchild.
Yeah, thanks.
More coffee for you, Adeline?
Well, it's so good. Just a teeny-weeny bit.
May I have more, too, Uncle Mort?
Well, will half a cup do, Marjorie? Yes, only half a cup, since you're in a hurry.
Well...
Yeah, Marjorie's going over to Francie's for the evening. Francie's her girlfriend. Aren't you, my dear?
Well...
Yes, indeed. Don't want to keep Francie waiting.
Oh, I can go to Francie's anytime. I love to hear Miss Fairchild tell about those wonderful Southern men.
Hey, Miss Fairchild, did you ever go out with a kissing governor? Me?
Leroy.
What did I say?
Leroy, why don't you go to the movies? Leroy always goes to the movies on Friday night. Here, Leroy, here's 35 cents.
Gee, thanks, Elf, but I'll save it for the movies tomorrow night.
What's this?
They changed the bill tomorrow. I've seen King of the Palominos 3 times.
Well, maybe you'd like to excuse yourself and go up to your room and listen to your little radio. Leroy has his own little radio. You may be excused, Leroy.
Oh, gosh, there's nothing on I want to listen to.
Oh, my goodness.
Excuse me, Lucille, please.
Yes, Bertie?
Does anybody want anything else?
Adeline?
No, thank you, sir.
No thanks, Bertie.
Okay, I'm going to close these sliding doors now, like you said.
Why is she closing the parlor doors? We haven't had those closed.
To keep out the kitchen noises, Leroy.
Oh, I get it. Well, I guess I'd better be going to that movie. I've only seen it 3 times.
Mercy, Leroy is tall when he stands up and such a big, handsome boy.
Oh.
He has such a long, straight, beautiful nose.
Well, that's from our side of the family. We're very proud of the Gildersleeve nose.
He looks a lot like you, Throckmorton.
Well.
You think so?
And Marjorie's such a raving beauty.
Oh, no, Miss Fairchild, please.
Everybody says Marjorie takes after my side of the family, too.
Really? Well, I can't see the slightest resemblance.
Leroy, go to the movies.
Okay, I'm going. The shooting doesn't start till the second half.
It's liable to start any minute.
Oh, now, Throckmorton, we're just getting to know each other. I hear Leroy plays the piano. He can't go until he plays the piano for me.
Oh, I can't play.
He's telling the truth, Miss Fairchild.
I don't think we better insist on Leroy playing tonight, Adeline. Wouldn't want to push him too fast. Marjorie, why don't you both go upstairs and Miss Fairchild and I can play? I mean, she can play and I'll sing. How about that, Adeline?
But Throckmorton, I've heard you sing. Come on now, Leroy, you little cutie pie. We'll play a duet together.
Gosh, I can't play a duet. Can't even play by myself. Nothing but a little bark.
A little bum bark, he says.
Oh, now you sit here on the bench by me, Leroy. Oh, that's right. Don't be bashful. We'll warm up with the anvil chorus, and all you have to do is hit that note right there.
Just one note? Oh, boy.
Get ready now. A one, a two.
Gee, this is easy. Hey, look out. No hands. Look at him, Uncle. He's doing it with his nose.
Leroy.
Look at me.
Leroy, stop that. Stop that, Leroy. Stop it.
Leroy, you're a caution.
Well, that'll do for tonight, children. Time for bed.
But, Throckmorton, we're just getting started. Let's form a trio and sing something, kids.
Well, okay.
Would you like to join us, kids, Throckmorton?
No, no. Go ahead. Don't mind me. Us kids.
How about the big brass band from Brazil? Here's the sheet music.
Wonderful. Leroy, you take the umpire.
A rumpa pa kasikaru.
Wait a minute, Leroy. Let's all start together.
All right, now. A one, a two.
A rumpa pa kasikaru.
A rumpa pa kasikaru.
A rumpa pa kasikaru.
That's the way they go.
I'm going.
Three brothers down in Rio had a noisy family.
wonderful evening, Throckmorton.
Glad you enjoyed it.
The dinner was marvelous.
Uh-huh.
I don't know when I've had so much fun.
Excuse me.
I've never seen anything as funny as Leroy. What's the matter, Throckmorton?
Matter? Not a thing. Nothing at all.
Oh, something's wrong with you, I can tell. Now, you just confess to little Adeline what it is, you hear?
Let's just skip it.
You seem so preoccupied all evening. You didn't add into the spirit of the party at all.
Party? Is that your idea of a party, Adeline? Now, if there'd been just the two of us...
You man, I declare. The minute you get interested in a girl, you become downright antisocial.
I can be as sociable as anybody when we're alone.
Now, you stop acting like a big, spoiled baby, and I'll let you come over and have fun tomorrow night here at my house. It's Saturday night.
But Adeline, tomorrow night is Jolly Boy night. We've always gotten together on Saturday night.
Mr. Gildersleeve, down where I come from, Saturday night has always been Adeline's night.
Adeline's night?
Yes, sirree. If a girl's boyfriend doesn't take out on Saturday night, she gets herself another beau.
Well, I'll come over later, after the Jolly Boys meeting.
Well, don't think for one minute I'm going to sit here all alone on Saturday night or wilting on the vine. I'll have you know I could have men calling on me as often as the bus runs.
Huh?
I haven't passed unnoticed whenever I've walked downtown here in Summerfield.
But, Adeline, if I'm not there to sing lead for the Jolly Boys...
I can't understand what's so attractive about going to the Jolly Boys. Just exactly what goes on down there, Throckmorton?
Nothing, Adeline. We just get together around the piano and sing.
Oh? Well, that gives me a marvelous idea. I'll just go on down with you and play the piano for you Jolly Boys.
Floyd Munson takes care of the piano playing. We never have women up at the Jolly Boys Club. I wouldn't think of suggesting it.
There always has to be a first time for everything, Throckmorton. It'd be such fun, just you, me, and the Jolly Boys.
Now, Adeline, don't you try to convince me against my better judgment.
Throckmorton.
Now, don't try any womanly wiles on me. It won't work.
But I'd like to go.
No, Adeline, No.
But I want to be with you, Throckmorton.
But, Adeline...
Now then, what's this about no women at the Jolly Boys?
Did I say that? Adeline, you've convinced me.
Uh-huh.
I think you should come along. You care to convince me again?
More from the great Gildersleeve in just a minute. By this last week in Lent, it gets pretty hard to think up something different for a meatless dinner, doesn't it? Well, ladies, here comes rich golden Velveeta sauce to your rescue. This wonderful cheese sauce made with Kraft's famous smooth-melting Velveeta transforms the most ordinary dish into something very special. Just take shirred eggs, for instance. Serve them on toast with plenty of that glorious Velveeta sauce, and the folks will be mighty happy. Satisfied, too, because Velveeta is so nutritious. Actually, it helps supply plenty of high-quality, complete protein, plus other important nutrients from milk. Now, here's all you do to make that swell cheese sauce. In the top of the double boiler, melt 1/2 pound of Velveeta. Be sure to get genuine Velveeta, the cheese food that always melts to perfection. Now, stir in 1/4 cup of milk, season to taste, and pour that velvet smooth sauce over your eggs or fish or vegetables and listen to the hoorays from the family. There's a fine idea for this Friday's lunch or dinner, a grand idea for any day of the week. Tomorrow, you'd be smart to get Velveeta in the 2-pound loaf that keeps you stocked for snacks as well as for hot dishes. Get genuine Velveeta, the cheese food of Kraft quality. Now back to things in Summerfield. Helen of Troy had the face to launch 1,000 ships, but only Adeline of Georgia could launch the great Gildersleeve on a mission this perilous. to convince the Jolly Boys that a woman should be admitted to their club meeting tonight.
Hope the other Jolly Boys aren't as hard to convince as I was. She kissed me. Wish I'd thought to kiss her back. She better not try any of that funny stuff when I take her home from the club tonight. Well, hello, Judge. I'm glad I found you in.
Hello, Gildersleeve.
Horace, old man, I've great news for you and our fellow Jolly Boys. I've arranged something very special for you tonight. But first, I want to return your diamond stick pin. I polished it and everything.
Thank you.
Yeah, some of the green came off the gold. I hope you don't mind. What's the matter, Horace? You aren't your usual jolly self this morning.
Jolly? A person whom I considered one of my best friends turned me away from his table last night, Gildy.
Oh? Where'd you disappear to, Horace? We had plenty for everybody.
So I was told.
Huh?
What's on your mind, Gildersleeve? I'm a busy man.
Well, Judge, old friend, I thought just for fun, mind you, I'd bring a lady to the Jolly Boys Club tonight just for fun.
What? Why would you bring a woman to the Jolly Boys Club?
To play the piano. Why else?
Not Adeline Fairchild.
We could use a good piano player.
I'll fight it, Gildersleeve.
No, Judge.
I'll fight it.
All right, you're not the only Jolly Boy. I'll put it to a vote. The others will want Adeline to come.
I'll fight it with every ounce of my strength.
All right, fight it with both ounces. Peavy?
Hello, Mr. Gildersleeve. What can I do for you today?
Well, let's see. You might rustle me a cold tongue sandwich and then lend me an ear, Peavy.
Coming up, one cold ear sandwich. Yes, and then... What did you say, Mr. Gildersleeve?
I said, lend me an ear, Peavy.
That's what I thought you said.
It's an old Roman expression.
Yes, I know that.
Means, listen, I have news for you. And the news is... We have a piano player coming up to the club tonight.
Well, I know that, too. Floyd always comes up. Lend me an ear for silly sake.
Peavy, I come in here with good news and you nearly bite my head off. What's wrong with everybody today?
Well, I guess I should apologize, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Oh?
I left the house a little out of sorts this morning.
Oh?
Yakety, yakety, yakety.
Oh? What's the matter? Was your parrot wound up this morning?
No, but Mrs. Peavy's sister was. Came over before breakfast to tell Mrs. Peavy about her new washing machine. Yakety, yakety.
Yeah. I get the idea, Peavy.
I tell you, Mr. Gildersleeve, it was a relief to get out of the house. Yeah. The parrot asked to come along, too.
Well, some women do like to talk.
Well, just think, Mr. Gildersleeve, in a few hours we can get away from it all up at the Jolly Boys Club.
Up at the Jolly Boys Club.
Up to our eagle's nest, where men can be men and women fear to tread.
Women do.
There you are, tongue on rye. Now then, what's your big news?
Big news? Well, you're not prejudiced against all women, are you?
Oh, no, Mr. Gildersleeve. Some of my best customers are women.
Oh? Now then, what would you say if I brought a nice, attractive lady up to the club this evening to play the piano for us?
A woman? Well, now, that's your question.
Just as I thought. You and Hooker, a couple of old-fashioned old goats.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that.
Yes, you are, Peavy. I suppose you still think woman's place is in the home.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that either. But whenever I go home, there she is. And sometimes her sister, yakety yakety.
Yeah, all right, all right. If that's the way you feel, Peavy, I'll talk to Floyd.
Shave, huh, Commish?
Yes, Floyd. I wanted to talk to you about something, too.
Yeah, I knew something was bothering you. Bobby can tell.
Huh?
Hey, wait till I tilt you back in my chaise lounge, just like they do in the movies.
Yeah.
The first real psychiatrist, the barber.
Oh?
Fixes everything from black eyes to broken homes.
Well, this has nothing to do with those things.
That's it. settle back into Morpheus whilst I lather you up, Commish. Now then, tell Dr. Munson your problem.
Well, Floyd...
I know. Dames, ain't it?
How did you know it was a woman, Floyd?
You're a man, ain't you? If it wasn't for dames, man would rule the earth. Any licensed barber will tell you that. Her initials couldn't be Adeline Fairchild, could they?
Oh, Floyd, how much of this do you know?
I know all of it, Commish. The judge was in, hot under the collar. Said you was scheming to smuggle a dame upstairs to the club. You're a smooth one.
Not smuggle exactly, Floyd. Not exactly a dame either.
Anyway, I'm for it, Commish. I'm on your side, pal. Put her there.
Really?
Yep.
Well, thanks, Floyd. I appreciate your attitude.
Sure. I didn't say anything to make the judge sore, you understand, but I let him know I thought women was okay upstairs. After all, I'm the proprietor. It's my building and my piano.
Sure.
Got a right to make the rules.
Piano. Floyd.
Yeah?
About the piano.
Yeah.
Well, Miss Fairchild might want to play the piano to accompany the quartet while you're resting.
Play the piano? Now, wait a minute, Commish. Next thing I know, the dame will want my job singing tenor.
What?
No, sir. I cast my vote the other way. I'm on the judge's side.
But Floyd...
No, sir. Little Floydie Munson don't get off the stool if Josie Turvey drops up.
Floyd, don't be so vain about your piano playing. It's lousy and you know it.
Lousy?
Yes.
Commissioner Gildersleeve, women is no dice.
What?
They ain't allowed on the second floor of this building.
You, Benedict Arnold, a minute ago, you told me
What's this I hear? Two jolly boys arguing right before our big barbershop quartet meeting? Ho, ho, ho.
Hello, Chief.
Hiya, Chief. Get a load of the commish here trying to bring a woman up to the meeting.
What's this, Commissioner?
Well, We're supposed to be rehearsing for the contest.
Just a minute, Floyd. The Commissioner may have something there.
What?
Not a bad idea to have a little audience to sort of give us seasoning so we don't get stage fright.
Yeah, but he wants the dame to play piano for us.
Oh. Well, let's not fight about that, fellas.
Huh?
According to the Barbershop Society rules and regulations, we can't use a piano at their contest.
What? No piano?
No, that's right. All the quartets sing a cappella.
A cappella. Huh.
All they use is a pitch pipe to get started. So, that's the way we'd better practice tonight.
Well, I'll be darned.
No piano, eh?
I hope you're not too disappointed, fellas, but that's the rule.
Me? I'm not disappointed at all, Chief. Finish me up, Floyd.
No piano.
And so that's the way it is, Adeline. Can't change the contest rules.
Well, I won't say I'm not disappointed, Throckmorton, but I do understand. And it'd be silly for me to just sit around there with no piano to play while you men just sang away.
Yeah, that wouldn't be much fun.
Unless I came up and tooted the pitch pipe for you. No, I guess not. Well, you just run along.
I hate to do this.
Well, you're sweet. You might call me in the morning, though, to see if little Adeline survived a Saturday night left all alone.
Yeah, I will. I'll call in person. Perhaps we can read the funny papers together.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Good night, then.
Good night. George has a happy solution to everything. I'll have a good time with the boys at the club tonight and see Adeline tomorrow. That's the way I planned it in the first place. Women are fine, but there's no place like the Jolly Boys Club on Saturday night. Well, they've started already. Doesn't sound too bad. The Wabash. They sure need me. What's that? Women! Mrs. Munson! Mrs. Gates! Hundreds of women!
Well, Commissioner, welcome.
Chief, what's going on here?
Hiya, Commissioner. The chief thought you had such a good idea there, he suggested we all invite our women.
What? The girls even whipped up a spread, Commissioner, see?
Sure did.
Come on in, Commissioner. Even the judge has got a girl.
What a clam bait. Peavy! Who's that talking to your wife?
Talking is right. That's old Yaddy Yaddy.
Zeef.
You care for a Coke? I'm just down three.
No, thanks, Peavy. I'm getting out of here.
Hey, Commish, where's the Southern Belle? I'd like to play chopsticks with her.
Oh, this is the worst idea I ever had.
The Great Gildersleeve will be back in just a minute. When unexpected guests drop in, is it a mad scramble to scare up some snacks? Not if you have Kraft's famous cheese food, Velveeta. Just get out a package or a 2-pound loaf of Velveeta, slice it for sandwiches, or spread it on crackers or toast it on bread. Who could ask for a better snack? Velveeta has a rich, mild cheddar cheese flavor that everybody likes. This delicious cheese food is mighty nourishing, too. It helps supply high-quality, complete protein, food energy, and other important milk nutrients. And it's as digestible as milk itself. So, be prepared. Keep a handy half-pound package of a big economical 2-pound loaf of Velveeta in your refrigerator. Be sure you get genuine Velveeta, because you can depend on Kraft for quality.
Hello, Adeline?
Throckmorton. I'm phoning from a filling station. Adeline, I've changed my mind. If it comes to a choice between you and the Jolly Boys tonight, well, I just couldn't force myself to go up there. So I'll be right over in a... What? But Adeline, who's McIntyre? I'll be over tomorrow then with the funny papers. Women, they're fickle. Good night, folks.
The Great Gildersleeve is played by Harold Perry. And folks, you might be interested to know that our popular water commissioner here in Summerfield has just been appointed water commissioner of Arcadia, California also.
That's right.
Congratulations, Hal. We're proud of you.
Well, thanks, John. Some people have two shows, but I'll bet I'm the only one with two water departments. Thank you. Anyway, it's a great honor. Thank you, Arcadia, California. And I'll never resign unless it's under pressure. The water, I mean.
Adeline Fairchild is played by Miss Una Merkel. The show was written by John Elliott and Andy White, with music by Jack Meekin. Included in the cast are Walter Tetley, Louise Erickson, Lillian Randolph, Earl Ross, and Richard LeGrand. This is John Wall saying goodnight for the Kraft Foods Company, makers of the famous line of Kraft quality food products. Tomorrow night, Clifton Webb will be Al Jolson's guest on the Kraft Music Hall, heard over most of these NBC stations.
Oh, Cliffy.
Don't miss it. Remember, tomorrow night, for exact time, see your local paper. And be sure to listen in next Wednesday and every Wednesday for the further Adventures of the Great Gildersleeve.
Good night, dear.
For a main dish that saves you money, saves you time, and pleases the folks, get Kraft Dinner. In just 7 minutes cooking time, Kraft Dinner gives you swell macaroni and cheese. It's fluffy light macaroni with fine cheddar cheese flavor through and through. And the cost is only a very few cents a serving. Every box of Kraft Dinner gives you both ingredients for that swell macaroni and cheese that you cook in 7 minutes flat. So for fast meals, for good meals, for thrifty meals, get Kraft Dinner.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.